Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Evers steals second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Kennedy chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Appling. Evers scores. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. Mullen moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lake. Callaway moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards the mound. Haynes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker moves to third. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Jones reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Appling moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tucker. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callaway for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Cullenbine moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine scores. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine moves to third. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-3 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.